Today, in addition to this newly mandated day of reparation and the mass that we say the votive mass for justice and peace, we also celebrate the feast of one of the greatest martyrs of the early church, St. Vincent, the deacon of Zaragoza in Spain. Born most likely either in Valencia or Huesca, he became the principal deacon of the Bishop of Zaragoza, St. Valerius, whose feast is January the 29th. And when the persecution of Diocletian ensued around the year 304 AD, the bishops and priests were among the first to be captured and to be put to death. And Spain was no exception to that. Now, St. Valerius had had perhaps what would today be called a stroke and had a speech impediment that had ensued upon him all of a sudden. And so St. Vincent became his principal spokesman in every way. And he was a very valiant and daring preacher and teacher of the faith, feared no one and nothing, and stood up to the authorities and condemned the emperor for his evil and for his injustice against the Christians who were innocent of any wrongdoing. Needless to say, they both were arrested. They realized very soon that St. Valerius was not really a threat to them, so they sent him off into exile, where he later died from maltreatment. But they set about to take care of the deacon, St. Vincent. They scourged him to a pulp, and yet he proclaimed, "You will tire yourselves sooner of torturing me than I will tire of suffering and of proclaiming the gospel of Christ." So they put him on the rack and disjointed him from head to toe, and he still kept preaching. And finally, he was put to death by the sword. And they could not even get rid of his relics. They sunk them in the river, and despite all the rocks they put in the sack, they floated up, and his disciples, his friends, were to eventually set him in a tomb where, even to this day, he is venerated. And perhaps it is appropriate that this is the feast of St. Vincent, the valiant, daring, unflinching servant of the gospel of Christ and of the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because today, we would need such a one. Such a one to stand up to those who are in power, to remind them, as Christ did Pontius Pilate at the Passion, that they would have no power unless it were given to them from above. So even the evil ones. And remember, it was God who hardened the heart of Pharaoh in order that greater good would come, the miracle of the plagues, the miracle of the crossing of the Red Sea, of the manna from on high, that was a foretaste of the Eucharist. And so they would have no power unless it were given to them from above. And so it is with those who have been in power. Ultimately, it all comes from the same source. The lack of respect for life, the lack of respect for the person, the human person, from its very beginning to its natural end, all come from the same source. It is all the seed, as was used in the old days, that terminology which put fear and made spines tremble, the spawn of Satan. All the evil that there is in our society. And now life itself is not enough for the enemy, as we shall call them. They know who they are. We know who they are. That isn't enough for them. Now they're trying to destroy the last vestiges of the Christian family, of the Holy Sacrament, of matrimony, in this and many other nations throughout the world. And it all comes from that one source, and from the fact that man has forgotten who he is. The servant of God, Pope John Paul II of happy memory, when he first took the See of Peter, said that one of the principal problems of the world today was its anthropology, the thought, the philosophy, and in consequence, the theology of the human person, of man himself. And if we realize who man is, not a god, not some higher authority, but the creature of God, the servant of God, and only in being the servant of God can he achieve peace or happiness in any way, shape, or form in this world, in this life, then nothing will be righted. I have throughout the years, and I remember this day very well. I was in the high school seminary, and we had all kinds of demonstrations and prayer meetings and walks and so forth, just as they're even having today, perhaps not as big then, and stood before the buildings that were to become and have become instruments of the murder of the new Holy Innocents. And all these things are good and fine. But I have come to the realization over the years that the only way to stop abortion is to convert everyone to the one true faith, the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. Because if we were converted, and I underline we, not they, let's not point the finger. We too need to be converted. We too need to be transformed. We too need to change our attitudes in every way. And so if we were converted, then no one would possibly think of murdering a babe in the womb, of putting to death an elderly or handicapped person, or someone who was in a coma. I myself, in just the last few weeks, had to struggle with that, as my own lady mother was dying, that unchristian doctors tried to hasten her death in a Catholic hospital. And I put my foot down and I said, this will not be another Terry Schiavo. This shall not take place under my watch. You will give her everything that she needs that is not extraordinary, as the Church teaches and as the human dignity of the person demands. And if everyone also were converted totally, there would be no problem, too, that could not be surmounted. Problems there always shall be. We have concupiscence. We have original sin. We are sinful, weak, fallen creatures in the need of grace every single moment. But as a society, as institutions, there would be no problem with the sanctity of the family, with the sanctity of holy matrimony. And so therefore today we pray to the great martyr of the early church, praised by St. Ambrose, by St. Augustine, and so many others, We pray for new St. Vincents to arise in the Church, to boldly proclaim the truth, to, if necessary, give their lives for the truth of Christ. And so today, as we recall this very dark day in the history of our nation, we pray to St. Vincent for leaders of the Church and for disciples of Christ in the faithful to champion the cause of life, but especially to go to the very root, to the very essence of the problem, to proclaim the gospel and convert all nations, baptize all nations, as our Lord said, to the faith in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.